So we're up to the bottom Tosis, a bit of a complicated Tosis, if I may say.
Good news and bad.
It's all good news.
Baruch Hashem. What could be better? Ashra Yeshua Lezecha, Shifti Beis Hashem, Oisei Avakish. It's all good news, Baruch Hashem. I've told you many times, what our Rebbe in Yeshiva used to tell us, Rabbi Zvi Rosenbaum, he used to tell us every so often, he said, you boys have to realize how lucky you are. He said, how many people in the world are Jews? Statistically, how many is it? How many Jews they say there are nowadays? About 10 million or something?
13 million.
Okay. How many people are there in planet Earth? 2 billion or something? So we are more?
Okay, so more than China.
Fine. So we are less than 1%. We are less than what? We're at 0.7% of the world's population. Of that 0.7%, how many people, unfortunately, are not learning?
Most.
Of the 13 million Jews, it's probably safe to say, I don't know, 10 of them? More? Are not learning. So it means you are of the 0.1 or 2% people who are learning. Of those people who are learning, who said they understood the distasis in Brachas? You are one of the 0.05% people walking around on planet Earth who know about the difference between Godel and Sholem and Chavid. That's what he used to tell us. Tremendous achus. The Gemara said that if you want to be a Yorei Shomayim, you can avoid the whole question and you make a bracha over the Sholem and also the Prusa, or according to Tosis, the Chitim Sa'ira. And that way you avoid the whole issue. So the Gemara said, that might be what a Yorei Shomayim does. But when it comes to Pesach, that's what you must do. It's not just an issue of being a Yorei Shomayim. You have to take the matzah together with the prusa. The matzah together with the prusa. You take the matzah together with the prusa. Now, says Tosis, bottom Tosis, and then we are ready, Beis Hashem, Yisbarach, to look at one or two Rishonim, and then a Halacha, and try and bring this to a conclusion. We'll be in the whole Zman, one Omud. But it's not an easy Omud by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, it's an extremely difficult Omud. Hakoyel Moedim, Zot Tosis, bottom Tosis. By the way, I hope everybody comes home every day dancing through the front door. Nachum, do you? Well, otherwise you would better. I'll explain to you why in all seriousness. This is very much actually a little atmosphere type talk. Dino, we all have the best intentions of the world. When it comes to this time of year, want to mischazik in Torah and in Tefillah and all types of things. Okay. We also know that we're not tzaddikim. For the likelihood of being able to mischazik 100% in any area of Avodas Hashem is close to zero. The more likely scenario is, there'll be ups and downs. So what do? We give up from the outset and say, listen, come on. No, the real answer is, I always try and explain this in Vadim. A person's Avodas Hashem should be measured in trends. In other words, if you want to be mischazik, for example, in Tfilah, you want to be mischazik in Avodas HaTfilah. So each person. Now, each person will be mischazik in a different way. And come a month after Yom Teruah, he might be a little bit down because he hasn't really managed to maintain it every day. The real answer is he shouldn't necessarily be down. Why? Because rather than drawing a chart of every single day, how did I score today in my tefillah? From 0 to 10, was it 5, was it 8, was it 3, was it 2, which is maybe a little bit depressing, because we're not going to score 10 or even 9 or maybe 8 very often. Rather, the best way of knowing are we being mischazik is, look at the trend. Over the course of the past week or month or last few months, would we say that generally I'm on the upward trend? An upward trend can allow for some dips as well. But overall, I'm a better davener now than a month ago or 2 months ago or 6 months ago or last year. And if I'm able to say that there's an overall upward trend, even if the upward trend is a very, very, very mild incline, then my whole Yomim Lerom experience is worth it. But if you take a magnifying glass and you look every single day, well, today wasn't so good, today was better, today was a bit worse, that's not the way to do it. You get depressed that way. Rather, you have to look at trends. My overall trend, I'm trying to ensure that I'm on the upward trend and that I'm not static, and kol shekein that I'm not going down. But even static is not satisfactory. I don't want to be the same davener as I was last year. I certainly don't want to be worse, but I don't want to be the same either. I want to be a little bit of a better davener, an upward trend. That, I think, is the true measure of success in our Avodas Hashem. Whatever it may be, tefillah was one example, but it could be in every area of Avodas Hashem. That's why am I mentioning this? Because if I were a member of this Chabura, I would be very, very excited and rightfully proud. At one moment, look at where we started 2, 3, 4 years ago. We did not make it a project to learn every thesis, because we weren't really perhaps up to there yet. So what are you going to tell me? Well, it doesn't really help much, because now we are learning every thesis, but they're very hard and don't really understand all of it. But look at the trend overall. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, this wouldn't really, I don't think, to be quite honest, have been an option. We looked at the occasional Tosfos here and there, and if they were long, we certainly got scared off. So it's a whole stage in Avodas Hashem. It's an absolute upgrade in Avodas Hashem. I'm now a better learner. I'm now able, Baruch Hashem, to be Omol Bateiro, to a greater length, to a greater degree. Every Tosfos we learn, it's not easy by any stretch of the imagination. That's a huge upgrade in our whole Avodas Hashem with regard to learning. So for that reason, when your back gets better, Nachum, you should be dancing home. I mean, in all seriousness, it's an upgrade in Avodas Hashem. Rather than saying, today was a good day, today wasn't a bad day, I learned less, I learned more. Overall, am I learning better? Am I learning more in quality and quantity? If I can say that I am, then the trend is an upward one, and then we have every reason to be very proud of ourselves, of course. There's much room for improvement. We hope to do more and to learn deeper, etc., etc., etc. But the fact we're on an upward trend is, I think, a terrific achievement. Zok Tosfos. Hakoyel Moedim B'Pesach, the bottom Tosfos. Everybody agrees that when it comes to Pesach, Shemaniach HaPrusa B'Teich HaShleimo, you put the prusa underneath the shleima uboitzea. Why? My timer, lechem, oini, ksiv. So here it's not just an issue of a yore shomayim, trying to avoid a machlekas, but rather it is absolutely a chiev midina, because lechem oini. What does lechem oini mean? Poor man's bread. And Chazal famously tell us, the derech of an oni is to have a broken piece of bread. He doesn't have a whole bread. So therefore, you have to make the bracha over the prusa as well. Zok Tosfos. Now we're going to see there's a number of different opinions over here. It's not complicated, it's just there's a different number of opinions. We have to just keep cheshem where we're up to. Mishum, says Tosfos, deksiv lechem oini. Therefore, maniach haprusa tachas hashleima. And that way, v'nire keboitzea al haprusa. And that way it looks like you're cutting the prusa, similarly to what we said before, that if you cut the shleima, which is on top, it's like, as it were, it's referring to everything. And we call mochim, says Tosfos. Nonetheless, ein liftsoya ki im al hashleima, comma. Do not cut anything but the shleima for the moment. Remember, there's two brachas over here which reflect two inyanim. There's the bracha of Meitzi Lechem in Oretz, and there's also the bracha of Alachidas Matzah. For the moment, you've made your first bracha, Meitzi Lechem in Oretz. Says Taitzvus, do not cut the prusa yet. Va'al ha'prusa yevorech al achilas matzah. Then you will make your second bracha, which is al achilas matzah over the prusa. V'koyrechim, and you sandwich them va'ichle mishteim yachad, and you eat both of them kadesh yer nira kibaytzeya al ha'prusa, so that it should be appearing as if you were cutting the prusa as well. V'chein haminik, and that is the custom. Avol ein lasos hamoitzi v'gam al achilas matzah min ha'prusa. You might say to you, one moment, if indeed you have to make the bracha of achilas matzah over the prusa, so maybe you should just make both brachas over the prusa and finished. He says, no, that's not an option. Why not? Da'ava ka'oise mitzvois chavilois chavilois. We have a principle that we don't bundle together. Mitzvos. Chavilo is the bundle. So, for example, imagine if there was a bris and there was also a chasana. So you've got to take a kois and make bari priyagof and make the brachas. Both the chasana, the chuppah, the shel brachas, and also the bris. Maybe you think, so fine, I'm going to save myself a bit of wine. I'll fill up one cup and I'll make the brachas for the shel brachas and also for the bris milah. The answer is, einoisim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Now, you might ask, one second, a famous question. When Motzah Shabbos falls out on Yom Tov, we make what's called Yaknahaz, Yain Kiddush Ner Abdullah Zman, which means you're combining Kiddush and also
Abdullah.
So why isn't that a violation of the principle of Ein Oisin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos? Kiddush is one Chiv, Havdalah is another Chiv, and both independently require a cup of wine. So I should take two cups. So the Gemara says no, because Kiddush and Havdalah is all one inyan. A bris and a chuppah has no connection, but Kiddush and Havdalah is all one inyan. You're basically sanctifying the day, and you're marking when the day is coming in, the day is coming out. So it's all one inyan. That's not called bundling together unrelated mitzvahs. Says Tosfos, if you would now make a bracha of al achilas matzah and also hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz over the prusa, that would be a violation of chavilois chavilois. Which chavilois chavilois? Which two mitzvahs are we discussing over here? Number one, the mitzvah to eat matzah. Number two, the inyan honey lechem mishnah. They both require bread, even if it wouldn't be Pesach. Oh, we'll discuss it. Even if it wouldn't be Pesach, you have to make a bracha over bread. Why? Because of Lecha Mishnah. And even if it wouldn't be Yom Tov and it would still be Pesach, you have to make a bracha over matzah. So the two separate requirements to have bread over here, or matzah, in which case don't make the two brachas over the same piece of matzah. Says Tosfos, no. Venireli. It would appear to me that actually it is okay. Now this is a difficult line to understand. Daha have a bracha shel nehenin. The einom nikroim chavilois chavilois. At the end of the day, what is the bracha that you're making before achilas matzah? Hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. That is a classic birkas hananin, like bari pri ha'aretz over an apple. The principle of chavilois only refers to two mitzvahs, two brachas that are mitzvahs, for example, like Kiddush and Havdalah. Kiddush, you make a bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, or Mekadesh Yisro V'Azmanim. Havdalah, you make a bracha of HaMavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol. That's two separate brachas, which are Birkas HaMitzvahs, not Birkas HaNeh. Those you don't combine. Other than the fact that Kiddush and Havdalah happens to be the same chiyuv if you can. But if, for example, I want to make Sheva Brocha, so I'm going to make a Brocha of Birkas HaMozen, for example. And I'm also going to make another Brocha over the Kois for the Bris, the Koyres HaBris. That's not a Birkas HaNeh, I mean, that's Birkas HaMitzvahs. Those can't be combined over one Kois. But over here, one of the two Brochas is HaMoitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Says Tosas, I'll prove it to you. I'll prove to you that there's no problem under that circumstance of chavilos chavilos. How do I know? Says Tosfos, the ha'akidish mevarchim kiddush uberkas hayayin. Every time you make kiddush, you're also making two brachas. What are they? One is a bracha on the yayin bari pri agofen, and one is mekadesh hashabbos. Why isn't that a problem of chavilos chavilos? The answer must be that the first bracha is not a birkas hamitzvahs. What is it? Birkas hanayin. In order to drink wine, if say bari pri agofen, that does not violate the principle of chavilos chavilos. So too over here as well. When you say amitzi lechem in haaretz, that's not a birkas hamitzvahs. Rather, what is it? It's a Birkas Hananin. So if you combine a Birkas Hananin together with the bracha of Alachilas Matzah, that's not called Mitzvah's Chavilah. It's Chavilah. I can prove it from Kiddush. So therefore, in theory, according to that, you could actually make a bracha, both brachas, over the Prusa. There'd be no problem of Chavilah's Chavilah. V'Rabbeinu Menachem Mivina. What's Mivina? Where's that?
Vienna.
Vienna. Austria. Rabbeinu Menachem Mivina, hayo rogil lasos hakoil al haprusa. He indeed used to make both brachas over the prusa. He clearly maintained, like we just said before, that there's no problem of chavilos chavilos ve'ein hashleima bo'o ki'im b'shvil lecha mishnah. The only reason why I have to have the shleima b'chlal there is because of the fact that there's a lecha mishnah, and therefore it has to be shalim. But essentially, the bracha is not a bracha of mitzvahs, it's a bracha of birkas hananin, and therefore, even though the shleima has to be there, but that the bracha ultimately is birkas hananin, no problem of chavilos chavilos. The hori, now this is another opinion, hayorogil, do you know what he would regularly do? Hayorogil levarech tchila birkas hamitzi al shtehen. He used to do something else. He used to make a bracha of amoitzi over both. V'koidem sheyivtza, before he's cut anything. Because he's holding both in his hand, he makes two brachas. V'achakach, so first he had amoitzi. V'achakach mevorech al achilas matzah uboitzeya mishreyen achakach. Used to make a bracha of Amoitzi Lechem and Oretz over which one? Over both. He would not make break anything yet. He would then make a bracha of Alachilas Matzah again over both. Uboitzea Mishtehen. Now he cut both, therefore there's no problem with Chavilos Chavilos. Ve'ein Zeh Chavilos Ma'achashi Yoisa Al Shtehen. Because he would be making them over both. It's only a problem of chavilos chavilos if I do two over one. But here he made two brachas over two mats, as if I'm not combining anything. Upa'omim, and sometimes mapik hori nafshei miplukta. Sometimes the ri would take himself out of a machloikas, in other words, he would avoid the issue. V'loi hoyaroitze l'shanais haminhag. He didn't want to change the custom, which Tosfos said in the beginning is to make a bracha over the prusa only, therefore v'hoi mevorech al ashleimot tchila hamoitzi v'hoi oboitzeya ktsas, but v'loi hoi mafrida. He used to snap it, but he didn't separate it, so it was still attached. Ad shivorech al prusa al achilas matzah, then oboitzeya mishteya yach, and then you'd cut both. So why that way have you avoided the machlekes? Really, the custom is to make a bracha of hamoitzi over the Sholem, cut it, and then make Alachilas Matzah over the Prusa. So in order to maintain that Minhag, what did he do? He used to make a bracha indeed, Amoitzi Lechem Noritz, over the top Matzah, the Sholem. He used to break it, but not completely, so it's still attached. Then make a bracha Achilas Matzah over the Prusa. Now break both. So that way you're covered. I've not run into issues of Chavilos, chavilos, on the one hand. I've also managed to maintain the minhag as described by the beginning of Tosfos. Okay. Now, there's a lot of points on this Omer that we need to see. And in particular, there's one that we didn't address at all, and that is with regards to Shabbos. So if you have the sheets in front of you, let's take this slowly, see how much we can do today, and then try and finish off the rest of Ezer Shem and Tez. The Gemara told us, with regards to Shabbos, have a look at the Gemara just after the Gemara with regards to Pesach. The Gemara says, Uba Shabbos, Omer of Abba, Uba Shabbos, Chayev, Odom, Liftsoya, Al Shteki Koris. You've got to make a bracha and cut both. Why? My time alecha mishneksi. Omer of Ashi, Chazina, Leila of Kahan, I saw of Kahan, Zenokit, Tarati, Ubot, Sichoda. He used to hold both, but only cut one. Reb Zeira, have a botza, Akula Sheruso. What's Akula Sheruso? So Rashi says he cut such a large slice that it was enough
for the whole meal.
The Gemara didn't like that. The Gemara says, you're a Rav Sanusa. It looks like you're very greedy. You're starving, hungry. The Gemara says, no, it doesn't look like that because he only did that on Shabbos. So clearly that's not his regular way. Now, look at the Rashba number 3 on the sheets. Rabbi Zeira Botza Akule Sheruso. So this is the Gemara we just mentioned with a translation of Rashi. Pirush Rashi Zot the Rashba. Rashi explains that this means Prusa Gedoilo. He cut himself a very large slice. Shiyei Dai Loi. What does Dai mean?
That
it'll be sufficient for him. Lekula Seuda. Fine. Ve'enoi Mechuvar Be'enoi. This does not seem correct in my eyes. Choda, firstly, Deloy Havalei Lameima, because then the Gemara should not have said, Ah, Kula Sherusa. Ela Botza, Kula Sherusa. What does it mean? The Lashon of the Gemara was, he was Beitzea Ah. Kula. What does ah always mean? Over. He cut over Kula Sherusa. According to Rashi, he didn't cut over Kula Sherusa. He just cut Kula Sherusa. So whole Aleph doesn't make sense. Deloy Havalela Mema Akula Sherusa with an Aleph Ela Botza Kula Sherusa. He cut enough for the meal, not cut over enough. Number one. Void Deim Kain. Heichi Porich. How can the Gemara ask that Mechzi Kerav Stanusa that he looks like he's starving hungry? Adarabba, it's not true. Hainu Ayin Yofa. That's an Ayin Yofa. He's got a positive eye. Da'olo Omru Balabayis Beitzea. The Gemara says that's what you're supposed to do. Look immediately now, we're missing out. Look at the next paragraph. Ela Vadai. Certainly, therefore, says the Rashba, I disagree with Rashi. Hochi Pirushoi, this is the correct explanation of the Gemara. Botza al kol hakikorois hamunochois lefonov lechoil. That's what it means.
All the bread.
All of the breads. Kol hakikorois hamunochois lefonov lechoil. He used to cut all the breads and take it for himself. That indeed, says the Rashba, Vaha Mechzi Karav Sanusa. That indeed is going over the top. V'hayinu nami, Domer Rashi, Basa Hochin. That's why Rav Ashi said immediately afterwards, Ki havinon be Rav Kahana, when I was by Rav Kahana, v'shokil tarati, u'botza choda. That's what he's stressing, that what? But he didn't cut both. You only cut one. According to the Rashba, the flow of the Gemara is very, very understandable. It really is two halves of the coin. You're telling me you're supposed to cut both halves. Well, actually, Rav Kahana said, although he took both, but he only cut one. So for the Gemara makes continuous sense. The Chaim Pirush Rav Haigon, This is what Rav Hai Gaon says, Zechreinu Lebracha v'zeh l'sheinu. I mevorech inish. If a person will make a bracha, b'shabta on Shabbos, atarti on two, ubot sachoza b'kat only one, kerav kahana, shapir domi, he has done well. However, the e botzelahu letarvayu, if you cut both of them, afilu lekula shirusa kerabzeira, also shapir domi. The Gemara has told us, without telling us which one is correct, two different conducts. Either you cut both, or you cut one, which means, according to Rashi, now this is very important, if I were to ask you, according to Rashi, is there any inyan whatsoever to cut both?
No.
The Gemara did not express any such opinion. The Gemara either spoke about how large your slice should be, and then the Gemara said to the contrary, you should hold two and cut one. But according to the Rashba, it's not two separate things. There's one discussion and there's two ways of doing it. One opinion is you're supposed to cut both breads. Don't worry, it doesn't look greedy because you only do that on Shabbos. The one opinion says, no, you only cut one bread. And he's quoting Rav Hai Gaon and says, which either way you do is okay. So this coming Friday night, if I ask you, when you do your Lecha Mishnah, is there any inyan to cut both breads? The answer is, according to Rashi, none whatsoever. And according to the Rashba, yes. There's an inyan to do it. Why? Because there's two opinions in the Gemara. So if you want to cover both opinions, you would cut both. If you only want to cut one, he says, clearly, that's also fine. You have to see if Lahaloch, this opinion is brought. This is the famous, famous Rashba. This is the famous Rashba that tells us that on Friday night, Shabbos morning, whenever you're doing Lecha Mishnah, there might well be an inyan to cut both breads. That's how he learned the Gemara, Botza Akula Shirusa. Nothing to do with how large your slice was, but rather how many breads you cut. And that particular opinion says you cut two. Going over to the next sheet now.
Can I ask you a question back on the place? I think I asked this the other day.
Yep.
Is it clear from the way Tosfos learns of the issue about the Shalem and the Pusa and the Devin Matzah that there were only two matzahs?
Tosfos mentioned a third at all before.
Right. That's right.
Yep.
It's obviously preceding the grass.
Right. Now have a look at number four on the sheets. Ein haboitzea You have the Rambam? Yeah, number four on the sheets. Ein haboitzea, this is Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel. Ein haboitzea rashoi litzea. The cutter is not permissible to cut. Ad sheyaviu melach alifton. We'll see this later on. Until you bring salt or any type of dip. If they call echad ve'echad elim kein ischavnu lechel pas harbe. Okay. Ve'ein haboitzea loy prusa katana. Do not cut too small a slice. V'pnei shehu nireh. Kitzar oyin, because then he looks like
cheap.
Yeah, miserly, stingy. But v'loy prusa gedoyla. On the other hand, yaisa mekebeitza mepnei nireh kerav oson. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says if you cut too large a slice, then what?
You look greedy.
You look greedy. The Gemara says on Shabbos it doesn't look greedy, but here the Rambam is not telling you Hilchos Shabbos, this is Hilchos Brachos. To the contrary, he carries on. Uba Shabbos yevshoi litzeh brusa gedoyla. On Shabbos you can cut a large slice, but normally on the week not. Which means, who is the Rambam learning the Gemara like? Like Rashi or the Rashba? Like Rashi or the Rashba? Like Rashi. Rashi translated that Boitzea Akula Shirusa doesn't mean cutting both breads, it means cut a large slice. That's what Rambam says.
He's saying to cut a large slice, or it's a nice thing to learn.
Ubashabas, Yeshloi Litzea Prusa Gedela. normally during the week, not too small, because you look stingy, not too big, because you look greedy. But on Shabbos, you should cut a prusa gedola. According to the Rashba, there's no such Gemara. Gemara doesn't say that. That's not translation of Beitzea Kula Sherusa. Beitzea Kula Sherusa, according to the Rashba, is how many breads you should cut, not what size slice. So the Rashba is clearly learning exactly like Rashi, that on Shabbos there is an Indian to cut a large slice. The Rambam. You should only cut the part of the bread which is very nicely cooked or baked. Don't cut a piece of bread if it's underbaked or overbaked or burnt. Okay. Mitzvah min amuvchar liftsoya kikar shleimo. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Why did he say Loshon of Mitzvah min amuvchar? Because that's what Rabbi Yochanan says as well. That means if you say Mitzvah min amuvchar liftsoya kikar shleimo, obviously the Rambam is alluding to the fact that you must have some other bread there as well. If the only bread you've got is a shalim, then you can't really say mitzvah amuvcha to cut from the shalim. What do you mean? That's the only thing I've got. So clearly, even without having told us, he's obviously talking about where, besides for the shleimo, I've also got prusos or psisim. And he's paskening like Rabbi Yechon, which is not a chiddush. We saw that in the Tosos, we saw that in the Rosh, halachic Rabbi Yechon. Which Moirav Rabbi Isai, so far, we'll see whether that becomes halacha lemaisa. You have two breads in front of you, a roll and a slice of bread, you make a brocha over the roll. That's what you should do. Now, im hois hasham, shleima shel se'orim, uprusa shel chitim. If you have a shalim and a prusa, but the shalim is se'orim and prusa shel chitim, so what did the Gemara say? You should make a bracha over the chitin. What does the Rambam say? Maniach shleima b'toich prusa uboitzea mishtehen kedei sheyivtza michitin and also mishleima. Whose opinion is that? Yes, but the Yerushalmayim, as explained by which Rishon? We saw Machloikas Rishonim, how to explain the inin of Yerushalayim. How did Rashi learn the Yerushalayim? Which two opinions are you satisfying?
Oh yeah,
Rabbeinu and Rabbi Yochanan. Joyce has brought something else in the name of Rabbeinu Tam.
The bread.
We're talking about the two breads. Yes. So does the Rambam learn like Rashi or like Tosfos? Like Tosfos. Because he says a Yerushalayim, you should make a bracha over chita and also a shleima. That is Rabbeinu Tam.
Is it doing it backwards though?
No.
It's putting the shleima underneath the prusa. Does that matter?
Of course, because that's the seirin. Essentially, you're supposed to be making a bracha over the chitin. If you want to do the best of both worlds, put the shleima underneath, and that way you're making and getting the best of both worlds. So he's going not like Rashi, rather like Tosra Ben Yotam. Finally, he's there. It's b'shabosa, it's the b'yomim toivim. Chayev livtsoya al shtei kikarois, noitel shteihen biyodoi, uboitsoya achas mehen. Is the Rambam learning like Rashba or Rashi over here? Again, like Rashi, which he had to because he already gave the game away, he learns like Rashi. He does not say you should have any inyan whatsoever to cut both breads. He's already told you. The translation of Kula Sherusa doesn't mean both breads, it means a large slice. He already told us that. So therefore, there are no two opinions in the Gemara. Moirav Rabbi Yisrael, this is very important again. According to Rashi, that Boitzea Akula Sherusa means cut a large slice. So if we were to be asked, and how many breads should you cut, according to Rashi on Shabbos? One. There's no other opinion at all. According to the Rashba, there are two separate opinions mentioned. Boitzea Akulu Sherusa means on both breads, and the next opinion says on one bread. Which if you do, whatever you do is okay. But the Rambam didn't give us these two options, because according to the Rambam, there are no two options. The only option on the table is, what the Gemara says, you hold both, you cut one. And what does it mean, Boitzea Akulu Sherusa? That's something else completely. That's something to do with a large slice, which really told us, which is a large slice. Okay, we are now ready. We're going to miss out number five. We're going to ready now to try and look at, finally, after 2.5 weeks, Halacha Lemaisa.
There's a little typo here.
Yep. Pass.
It's not hard, then. Chareva.
Oh, really? Chareva.
Yeah. First line. On the Rambam. Mm-hmm. The end of the line, second last word. Not Harvey.
Yeah, you look at the Rambam inside? Okay. This is a direct copy and paste from Project Bar Ilan.
Yeah?
So you have to write them. There's a program in which you can write to them. I don't have it. They asked, if you find any mistakes, please send it to us. Okay. So we're going to really now see the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura in two places, as you'd expect. One is in Hilchas Brachas, and one is in Hilchas Shabbos. One is Kuf Samach Ches, and one is Reish Ayin Dalet. Zog the Shulchan Aruch, number 6 on the sheets. You ready? Halacha Lemaisa. Hoyo Lefonov Chatichois Shel Pas. Upas Sholem. So this is the first line of the Gemara. If you had pieces of bread and also a whole bread, Hakoil mi min echod. Why did the Shulchan Aruch point that out? Because we know if it's chitin and tzairin, that's a different story. Mevorech al hasholem. Why? Because he's paskening like Rav Yochanan. Interesting. He didn't say it's a mitzvah namufcha, he just said straight out, Mavarech al hasholem. We'll see the Mishnah Brura does say it's only an inyan of Hidur mitzvah, not an absolute obligation. So you make a bracha on the sholem, Afilu hu pas kiber, says the brackets, Pirish lechem she'ino inoki. Not only that, close brackets, the cotton. Once you have the sholem, at the moment, the sholem wins the day, despite the fact that the non-Sholem has two separate milers. You would have thought the score is 2-1 in favor of the non-Sholem, because it is Noki, and also it is Godel, whereas the Sholem is Eino Noki and Cotton. And nonetheless, what are we saying? Sholem so far wins the day. So in our hierarchy, somewhere Moshe Zeli should have a list. Sholem at the moment is top of the tree, and it comes above lechem she'eino inoki and cotton. The obvious question would have to be, and what do you do if you have an eino inoki versus a noki, but the eino inoki is godel? Both of those are eclipsed, are outgunned by sholem, but against each other we don't yet know. So again, Mavarech ala sholem on the top line, Afilu hu pas kiber v'koton, and v'achaticho is pas nekia v'gdayla. Even though the pieces of bread might be better bread and it might be larger, it makes no difference. Why? Because they're contending with sholem, and sholem at the moment is the best mila. Now, as we know already from the Gemara, it's not the absolute best mila, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Avolim ha-sholem so'irim v'achetichah is mechitim afilu hiktano, doesn't make a difference, maniach ha-prusa tachas ha-shleimo u'boitzea mishteyen yachad. So again, essentially the chitin wins the day. Practically you put the prusa underneath the shleima and you cut them both. So far we've mentioned four different factors.
Why didn't he just say you make it over the heating?
Because he wants to do the Yerushalayim, Yetzir Shteim.
Okay.
We have mentioned therefore altogether four different factors. What are they? Let's call it for the moment Choshuv, Chitin and Sahir. Then you've got Godel and Cotton, Sholem and Chatichas, and Noki and Eino Noki. So of those four, which is definitely in the top of the tree? Chashav meaning chitin. What's number two?
Shalim.
What's three and four? We don't know what the order is. But we know they definitely take positions three and four. Says the Shulchan Aruch in conclusion, very, very, very important halacha. The kol zeh kasher roitze lechol mishneim. That's only if you're planning on eating from both. So the question is, which one should make the bracha? And the answer is whatever we said before. Aval im einay roitze lechol elo me'echod. If I only want to eat one of them for some reason, one of them is the one I want to eat, then yipsalah, that's no problem. Ve'ein locho shlosheni, and you do not have to be concerned about the other. Afal pi shechoshuv, oy choviv olav, makes no difference. If you're only planning on eating one, you can eat that one, even if the other one is more choshuv. So for some reason, if you only want to eat sa'irin now, for whatever reason, then you make a bracha of the sa'irin. The other one is more chashuv, is more chav, is all the milers, doesn't make a difference.
You don't put them, no reason to put them together. No, pick up the one you want and make a bracha.
That means our whole discussion is a big sting in the tail now. For 2.5 weeks, says the Shulchan Aruch, you should know we're only discussing when you're going to end up eating both. So both of them are on the menu, you should make a bracha over shalim or chashuv or gadol or naki, whatever it may be. But if I'm only eating this one, why? Because I want to eat this one, finish.
So if you're going to eat both of them, why wouldn't that trump everything else also? Just say if
you're going to eat both, which one should make a bracha?
The one you want.
Why do I want? You want both.
You want both, so eat the one you want first.
No, first or second. I want to eat both. I don't. The seder doesn't matter. So I've got a shalim and a chaticha, let's make a bracha with the shalim. Got a chitin and a sa'ira, I'll make a bracha with a chitin. But if I'm only eating one, that's all I'm eating. Which is very, very important now, by the way. Very, 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 very important. You come to a... You come home. And on the table, your wife has put out sandwiches and there's also rolls. Which one should make a bracha? This is mamish halacha l'maisa. The answer is it depends. If you're planning on eating the sandwiches and also the rolls, sandwiches is the cut bread, then in all halachas we mentioned before, you make a bracha over the shalim. But if for some reason you don't fancy now eating a whole bread, you're not so hungry, you just want to have a small sandwich, so you make a bracha on the sandwich. Even though it's not shalim, and the roll might be shalim, it might be God oil, it might be Chaviv, got all the milers in the world. I'm not eating it. You can't force me to eat something just for the purpose of the bracha. That's the big principle of it. The whole discussion about which ones you make a bracha over is only when I'm planning on eating it anyway. If I'm not planning on eating it, Hilchos Brachos doesn't dictate to you what you should eat. It just tells you what order you should eat them, or what order you should make a bracha. You can choose what you want to eat.
I don't want to pick them both up.
No, Shalim. Only Chitin and Sayyid just to do both. Yorah Shemayim Yitzir Shem. Shalim versus Chatichas. Shulchan Aruch says, straight out,
okay.
Shalim.
Okay, good.
This is very, very important. So you have on the table, you come home for lunch, and there's a roll, a bagel, and also a cut sandwich. And you plan on eating both. Alocha lemaisa, you should make a bracha over the bagel. Alocha lemaisa, lemaisa, lemaisa. It's very important. We'll learn this alocha. Now we do have to remember, after all, it's a mitzvah min amuf. It's not an absolute chiv. You look at the Mishnah Brura. By the way, the line that we just mentioned was introduced by the word hagor. Hagor always means the remor. So it's the more who added this. If you look immediately in the Mishnah Brura number 7, Mavarech al hashalim. Why? It's an absolute obligation? No. Mishum hidur mitzvah. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says mitzvah on a mufcha. Ve'im lo yehoya lefonov rak prusa. If you only had in front of you a prusa. V'not alo yisro kedei levarech aleho. Imagine the only thing you had on the table is a slice. So obviously you make a bracha over the slice. You took it to hand. You were just about to make a bracha, and all of a sudden, the batoich kach, suddenly, heviu lefonov shleimo, and they brought you a shleimo. But I've already got the prusa in my hand. Maniach aprusa b'toich hashleimo mavarech. Vim kvar birech ala prusa. If you made him a bracha over the prusa, it's fine. The yiftza oisan, and that's the one you should cut. So generally, there's no inyan to put the prusa together with the shleimo. But over here, it's a bizarre case. On the one hand, you already took the prusa to hand, so we're a little bit stuck. Why? Because on the one hand, you should be making a bracha over the shalim. The other hand, it's a little bit of a bizarre into the prusa now to put it down. You've already taken it to hand. So the answer is, do both. And if for some reason you didn't make a bracha over the prusa, that's also good.
So if you have a shalim, like a roll,
right?
You make a motzi and then have a roll of shalim before you, let's say, cut it open and put something on the roll?
No.
Like you're
made the bracha of the shalim and then you should cut it. Baruch HaBoytzeh. Pas, kiber, v'kotzen. Remember we said the other one's got all the milas. The milas, shalim, odif, tvei, says the Mishnah Berurah. The mila of shalim is better, afilu ba'ifenzeh, even in this case, where you have all the other milas stacked up. But shalim is the top mila, besides four, choshev. So we still have to organize, Moirav Raboisai, our seder of four. We have choshev, and that's gone at the top of the tree. Chito. Second, we said, is
shalim.
We still have to decide what now takes the biscuit. Which one goes higher up the ladder? Is it the one which is Noki and Eunoki? By the way, what is the mila of Noki? It's more chaviv. It's more chaviv. You enjoy more. It's a better taste. On the other hand, we have, what's the other mila discussed?
Godel.
So we know top of the tree is the one that's choshev, the one that's important. The second one is the one that's whole, the one that's complete. So I'm going to tell you a little secret. We'll see the rest of this on Thursday. When I was learning these halachas many years ago with my wife, after we got married, Noki is going to beat Godel. Choviv. I always used to forget. You know how I remembered it? We always told as children, if you ever, you have to say please. If ever we told our parents, I want, we always be told, I want doesn't get. You ever heard that phrase? I want doesn't get. IWDG. Important, whole, desired, godil. I want doesn't get. I is for important, that's choshev. W is whole, that's sholim. D is desired, the one that's chaviv, for noki. And G is for godel or great. I want doesn't get. In fact, someone told me, oh, someone, your son-in-law. Ah, what do you say to that? Yes, I remember when I was learning with your son-in-law, Rebelli, I used to learn with Mr. Marks' son-in-law 25 years ago. I was a bochur in Gates of Yeshiva. Eli Cohen was an Avreich, lived a couple of doors away from Yeshiva. I used to learn halacha. So we learned halachas on, if you take something off the fire on Shabbos and you want to put it back on the fire, that's the five conditions. What are the five conditions? You have to have an intention to put it back, and you have to hold it to put it down. You also have to make sure that it is cooked. You also have to make sure the food is warm, and you have to make sure that the flame is covered. So you must remember that. So he told me, I think his name is Dr. Gerber, in Holland, children wear clogs. Remember, other MSN, because of that. In Holland, children wear clogs. IHCWC. Intention, holding, cooked, warm, and covered. You laugh. That's a memory. That's a good way to remember it. In Holland, children wear clogs. Intention and holding, cooked, warm, and covered. And what you want, children wear clogs in Holland.
Always say, I
want that. That's the way I remember it. It was always too confusing to me. I want doesn't get. IWDG, important, whole, desired, brother.
Great.
great. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will see this to its conclusion. Be'ez Hashem is Baruch on Thursday. Then we're going to move finally on to the Mem Omer Aleph. It's been a long Omer there. It's probably the longest we've ever spent on one Omer. It's very good.